Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun, FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss. And don't miss the all-new crime series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events and starring Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
The journey to a smoke-free future can be a long and winding road, but if you're ready for a change, consider taking Zyn for a spin. Zyn nicotine pouches offer a fresh way to discover your nicotine satisfaction. Anywhere, anytime. No smoke, no spit, and no lingering odor. Get in gear with the Zyn 10 Challenge and enjoy 10 smoke-free, spit-free days for just $5.95. Order online and start your new journey today. Warning, this product contains nicotine. Nicotine is an addictive chemical.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
TII Nation, what's up, citizens? We've got some huge news. This is important, is going back on the road. We can't get enough of this rock star lifestyle, baby. On Friday, April 19th, that's right, 420 Eve, Adam, myself, and Anders are hitting the Hard Rock City Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City, baby, to bring TII Nation another live show. Tickets are available now at hardrockhotelatlanticcity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @podimportant Instagram page. Get your freaking tickets now, because you know they're gonna sell out. Come and rage with us in Atlantic City, baby. Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what is most obviously very crucially important. Today on This Is Important...
If you are a film critic, you absolutely don't want to see my taint.
They tell me they're installing kitty litter in the kids' bathrooms.
This is a huge fungus that you just aren't taking care of?
Let's go.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Hit the board. Hit the board. Let it rip. Let it rip.
I think this podcast is going to come out and the week or the week before we're in Atlantic City. Here we come.
Oh man, what a blast that was.
Yeah, come down with the city.
Oh yeah. No, I don't think we're there yet. I think we're almost there.
We're like kissing it.
Yeah.
No, I was joking. That was a joke. I'm big into time comedy now.
Oh baby.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, you're already starting off hot. Yeah, this one comes out April 9th.
Oh, so, 10 days.
My
10
God.
Days to go.
10 wow. more days.
Get your tickets now if they're not already sold out.
Have you guys spent time in New Jersey?
Yeah. I performed in Atlantic City before.
Oops. Winning.
And I think I shot a commercial in there or something. And then also... Yeah.
And our producers are saying Newark.
We went to Newark.
That's
and Newark. We had a good time.
It's just right over the...
Yeah, that's...
I mean, deep Jersey.
No, remember, they don't say Newark. They say Newark. It's Newark.
Yeah, but was that guy that we were talking to, did he have Down syndrome?
I don't know. He said Newark. That's all I know.
Yeah, because he definitely said Newark a lot, and I don't know if that's
Adam,
how...
Adam, I don't know what to tell you, but that was in our dressing room. You were looking in the mirror...
you are so
dumb.
You had
a few, and you were talking to yourself.
Nork. Nork.
But deep Jersey. You've been to Atlantic City already, Adam.
Yeah. I've been to Atlantic City a couple times, I think.
Mm-hmm. I feel like people don't really rep it. I feel like they kind of are like, Atlantic City is kind of meh.
Well, I think it's a little, it could be parts are a little run down, but they got some nice stuff, I think. Right. I think they do. Yeah.
I'm sure it's come around. I mean, you know, that gay dude was right. It's the circle of life.
Mm-hmm. That is true.
Pizza, pizza.
Elton John said that.
And that is a rap lyric I'm quoting.
Uh-huh, of right. himself. Yes.
Don't come after me.
Sorry, of a wizard. A wizard.
Yes,
the portal opened.
Lamal Spellswell said that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So I'm sure it was shady and now it's nice.
Does Atlantic City kind of has like a Reno vibe or what? Because there's kind of like, are they similar? Have you guys been to Reno before?
Never been to Reno.
No, I've never been to Reno.
Oh, Reno's fucking cool, dude. Rules.
I think I would go to Reno. Let's book a casino gig in Reno. That sounds kind of fun.
Great.
Reno, Las Vegas.
Reno. Yep. Reno, Las Vegas.
Famous workaholics. And it's I guess the premise of that joke is that we thought that's what the song was.
How did we walk that one?
Dude, I love our show. It was so much fun to just be so dumb on television. It was the best. It was the best. And people thought that we were like super different. Mm-hmm. And then they hear our podcast and they're like, mm-hmm.
You are so dumb.
We talk about boners more somehow.
Yeah.
Somehow they're dumber.
They're
dumber.
How did they write this show?
Did you hear the one where Blake wants a reader?
He wants somebody to read aloud. Is it read out loud or read aloud?
Motherfucker, you shouldn't be allowed to read.
I think it's either work.
It can be both, I'm sure.
Either work.
Yeah.
Aloud and out loud mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. So last week we were saying which guy,
hot guy.
if you were to be a so famous that you have people, you have guys doing things.
Hot one.
Like how Kanye had a chair guy come in, scout a bunch of chairs.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Would you? You said that you wanted. I want to dive in a little deeper. Okay. A reader.
All right, this is worth revisiting.
Leave him wanting less.
A reader.
Yeah, someone to read aloud. He's allowed to read.
Oh, okay. We misunderstood.
Well, I mean, I feel like we're seconds away from AI being able, like, you just choosing. You want it to sound. Yeah, you want it to sound like Morgan Freeman, and Morgan Freeman could just read everything to you.
Mm-hmm. And dude
through
friend.
The powers of AI.
Is that who you would want? Oh, this is a great segue, Adam. Who would you want to be your reader?
I was going to say Becca, but nobody else would get that joke. But
it's pretty funny. She's not even here.
She left. Let's see. Who would be my reader? Like Macho Man. I think that would be kind of cool. He's like, yeah.
Once upon a time. The three little pigs,
okay. So you want a reader because you've actually told me early on when I just had my son, you were like, hey, when you start to pick books to read, pick short books.
Oh, yeah.
Don't pick a long book.
Yeah.
Yeah, no long books. No.
And then you went in a little bit on Dr. Seuss. You're like, Dr. Seuss's books?
A little too long.
They're a little long.
Yeah.
A little long in the tooth.
Yeah.
Like, the places you'll go, not for me.
So this is why you want a reader.
Oh, yeah. To read to my child that night.
For a second, I was like, oh, Blake can't read. Like, he has a hard time.
He's busy catching up on Idol.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Downstairs watching Idol. Man.
Here's a book.
I'm talking about someone to read to my children in place of me.
Yeah.
So I can keep watching basketball instead of tucking them in.
Yeah.
That makes sense. So the nighttime, we're just now getting into like a real nighttime ritual because when they're true newborns, they're just kind of asleep all the time.
Mm-hmm. Ritual, now, huh?
Yeah. Mm, Hollywood.
Now we're,
what's a Hollywood ritual?
Okay.
A baby? A ritual? Huh.
Yeah, Newichek kind of gave me his whole ritual that he does.
Yeah, did he give you a little run of show?
Huh? Yeah.
Okay.
No, the whole nighttime routine, right? So I don't... Right, okay. So now we're like...
Now it's a routine. Okay. Yeah.
We're walking it back.
Nice pivot.
Okay.
So now we're like, you know, doing the bathing, doing the bottle and then the nighttime, you know, turning the lights off, getting a little sound machine going, you know. Uh-huh. Tucking them in.
Yeah, you got the sound machine?
Oh, yeah. We got a little sound machine.
What do you guys go with?
Babbling Brook, White Noise. What are we talking?
We're White Noise family, yeah.
Absolutely.
We're kind of, there's White Noise. Our entire upstairs, every room has a White Noise machine.
That's what teachers called you in high school behind your back? you got White Noise? I got White Noise for third period.
Hey, here we go.
Yes, boys!
Dude, that's such a good nickname, like, for... Durs, like going to like a predominantly black high school, and he's just the one white kid in a class. Fucking white noise.
Hey, white
over
noise.
Here.
Yeah. Hi. White noise is, yeah. We're that. Whenever the like the babbling brook or like the like raindrops,
mm-hmm.
I don't fuck with that.
Yeah.
Because if we ever have on like a vacation, sleep with him in the same room and that's going on, I'm not sleeping.
Dude, Adam, that reminds me. The one time we went to Catalina and we were like sleeping on the boat,
yep.
You played fucking the loudest like water noises. So it sounded like the boat was taking on water. I was having like a panic attack while you were sleeping.
You thought you were submerging?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought we all enjoyed that. You easily no. could have told me to
oh
to...
my God. It was so loud. It sounded like the boat was taking on water. I thought we were dying.
Blake slept with his life jacket on.
Hey, Blake,
just in case.
I think you need to stand up for yourself a little more because that's an easy pivot, buddy. I'm your buddy. You could have easily gone, hey, no, none of this noise
right.
or a different noise.
I'm not going to interrupt whatever you and Chloe are doing.
I think we know what guy Blake needs to hire.
Well, who's that?
The guy who goes and like stands up.
Like a backbone guy?
Yeah, backbone man.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Backbone
my bully?
Man.
Just a bully for
no,
me?
No, 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 no.
Yeah, you need to hire your asshole. You're too much of a bitch.
Yeah.
You need an asshole in your life. That you need to hire an asshole who
just
goes.
I just want a hot
yo,
asshole.
Yo, Adam, turn yeah. off the fucking rain, the jungle noises. That you have going on.
Right.
That person didn't give me the correct change. Can you tell?
Rainforest Cafe.
that waitress at Rainforest Cafe didn't give me the correct change.
Well, I'm sorry I did that to you. I do turn on like a white noise or some kind of noise. I don't know what I did that night, but usually it's a white noise on the boat specifically because you end up early in the morning, you start to hear other boats and people on the shore and right. you just it's very loud
yeah. you hear whales and shit just fucking
yeah you just hear seals trying to fucking attack you left a bag of chips out on the deck and the seals are just going ape.
Are there many seal attacks
that attack humans?
No, I know a guy that was attacked.
Oh, shit.
I'm living in a nightmare.
The floor is yours.
Mm-hmm.
He was surfing, but the seal was like kind of like telling him to step off. I think his seal had
step
like
off.
his seal kids with him.
Sure. Pups. They're called pups.
Right.
And so he just wasn't because it was in the surf spot that was breaking. Mm-hmm. And I it's not my story to tell. I kind of forget mm-hmm. exactly. It's like a friend of a friend.
Clearly. Okay,
I'll give you a little background noise.
Adam's go like ahead. Surf water pup zone.
But anyways, he was fucking bit by this seal. Right.
Go ahead. Uh-huh. Paint the picture.
Yeah.
There was a dude surfing when the seal bit. On yeah. his heel.
I almost got attacked by a seal.
This is a seal attack right now.
I almost got attacked by Blake's seal attack.
You ready for a seal attack, brother?
I jumped. I was in Laguna Beach, and I jumped off a rock and landed on what I thought was another rock. Exactly. Right. And I slipped, and turns out it was a fucking seal who was so mad at me.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Seals they're ornery.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, undeniably mad at me. So
you want to hear an angry seal?
They could be pretty vicious.
I don't know if seal has yeah. any angry thoughts.
You know, I was listening to a bunch of Sade the other day.
As one does.
And it kind of blew me away that Seal Sade? And Sade never did a collabo.
Has Sade ever collabed with anybody? Has she ever done a duet? That's a good little question right there. Feel like she kind of keeps in her own lane.
I don't know.
I will say, let's name three Sade songs because I don't know if I could.
Oh. Sweetest Taboo.
Yeah.
Play me a little Sade, Blake, because I don't know if I know.
Yeah, why don't we play?
You want to hear a little Sweetest Taboo?
What is the most famous song?
I mean,
Sweetest Taboo is famous, but no, the most famous is.
Let me skip up.
Okay.
Okay.
If I tell you. Such
I mean,
vibe, bro.
And then Seal comes in and goes,
woo,
if I tell you,
loving me. Dude, she's fire.
Okay, the fact that Durs was listening to this the other day, God, you're so cool, dude. I mean,
you have
what,
to tap in.
But you gotta.
I've never once tapped in.
Really?
I think you would enjoy it. I think it's undeniable.
Oh, it's the best.
I wouldn't even know how to tap in. Oh. Never. If it isn't Beastie Boys Radio or Blink 182 Radio,
right.
or Rage Against sure. the Machine Radio, sure. I don't even know how to listen to other music.
The most famous song she has is Smooth Operator, probably.
Oh, so that one is a, yeah, that's a, I mean,
yeah.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Here, you want to, I'll play the first.
From Indecent Proposal, This Is No Ordinary Love.
I mean, this sounds like
you gotta fast forward. You gotta fast forward.
Jamaica.
You gotta fast forward.
I wanna take it. Another girl in
pain. She's so sexy.
I mean, I don't know this song, but I do want to have a slow pump sesh.
Okay.
That's what I call having sex.
Oh, I thought you were saying you want to work out to that. That would be dope.
No.
I thought it was J-O.
No. Having sex. Yeah.
So we are.
Well, we all thought it was something else.
It's been a while. Pump fest.
It could be a couple of things.
It's been a while.
All right. It's not really a fest these days.
You call it a fest, huh? Okay. Or a ritual. Mating ritual.
A slow pump fest. Yeah, I think Sade would work. But Sade and Seal, guys. Hello. Do you like money?
Ooh. Yeah, I'll take that.
Oh, she, Anna Saint Sade. And by the way,
Sadie,
how it's spelled? Is that how it's spelled?
Sade.
Because it looks like
that
Sade.
Is correct.
Or Sadie.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Some people say Sade, but I believe it's Sade.
Sade.
She has a hard Shaw.
I like that she's doing her own thing with this name. And it's just saying, like, God. It's going to be sexy the way I say it.
Where is she from?
Be the most popular name.
Is it
in Brazil?
I don't know, somewhere.
Sade. I don't know. Maybe
she's Nigerian British.
It's like when I go to Minnesota. It's not a big deal.
Okay, so maybe in Nigeria, Sade is just like fucking Jeff or something.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's, or a,
yeah.
A woman.
Emily. Yeah, Emily.
Wait, you named her a dude?
Yeah,
my name is like Jeff where I am from.
Where I'm from, unfortunately, my name is Jeff.
By the way, this is my hog.
Enjoy your pump ritual.
So Sade has collaborated with Jay-Z on the song Moon and the Sky for her ultimate collection set.
Yeah, but that doesn't...
Okay.
I don't know.
Sure, I guess.
I'm not interested in that as much as I would love to see... Like, Seal...
We're talking a duet.
Like he seems like the male Sade.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense.
Like them together?
Yeah, and...
Come on.
Is his real name Seal?
There's no doubt.
Okay.
His
parents named him Seal.
The parents saw him and they're like, that's a seal.
His name might be something like wildly complicated for like Western audiences. And when he came in, they're like, he looked like a big fucking seal is what you look like.
Yeah.
I would rather not use that name at all. I hate it. Do you want money or not?
His name is Seal Henry Alusagun Alumidi Adola Samuel.
This is why I want someone that reads aloud for me.
Yeah.
He looks...
Holy shit.
Is that Nigerian? Is that what's happening?
It's definitely something.
He's Canadian.
It's definitely something.
Everyone's something, just for the record.
Everyone's something.
Not everybody, man. I'm a nobody.
I'm nothing. I don't relate. Yeah, there's nothing here.
Seal Henry.
Some of these kids are goddamn cats these days, are shitting in cat boxes in the bathrooms.
Oh, no, they tell me they're installing kitty litter in the kids' bathrooms.
So he was born in Paddington, London, England.
Sure.
Okay.
So yeah, so his parents just truly just named him Seal.
Mm-hmm. That is wild.
Yeah, that's pretty
very shagadelic. Why not Walrus? That's a cooler name.
Right.
And what's cool is, like, I wonder if he kind of looked like a baby seal when he was born.
Mm-hmm. A pup.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he looks like a little pup. And they're like, all right. Cool. Yeah. Huh. Yeah, I almost named Bo Piglet.
Sure.
No, I almost named him. Looked like a little piggy.
Little piglet.
I was so close. I was so close to naming him Piglet.
We know how you work.
Yeah.
As a white person looking down at my feet and sometimes thinking they look like little pink pig hoofs,
mm-hmm.
It's one of my least favorite things about being white is that my feet look like the feet of a pig.
Hot.
Are we recording yet? Are we on? Do we start? This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Hey, you guys, I don't know about you, but sometimes my social battery can really run out, especially during the winter when it's cold out and I don't have the same energy to go out and socialize like the summer months.
Yeah, it can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter. What's the right amount of socializing for you? And how do you recharge social battery? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some more time alone. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery.
It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule.
Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/thisistoday and get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/thisis.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, freaking do it, dude.
Tennessee just sounds perfect. Whether that's live music, the crack of an open fire, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
I have a like horrific toe fungus on it's gotten on all my toes now.
Really?
My toe, and I have nine. I have like 9.5 toes, and they're all bent and crooked because they've all been broken.
Right.
They're horrific looking. I look down and I'm like, I look
what
like
is the
this
fungus. You can't put on some fucking Arm and
yeah,
Hammer.
Yeah, what's going on there?
No, they say it's so bad. I would need it. It would be like a whole thing. I went to a podiatrist when I took the remember when I found that random stitch in my foot from 30 years ago?
Yeah, that was wild.
Yeah, podcast high.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was at the podiatrist. I'm like, what's good with this? And he's just like, it's fine. It like doesn't hurt anything.
What's good with this? Nothing's good with this.
It was Dr. Brozark. Uh-huh. So I gotta speak to him.
Dude, it's all G. It's all G, bro.
It's all G, son.
I mean, there's no way this is a stitch from 20 years ago. Wait, that's what it is?
Oh shit.
So he essentially was like, if it bothers you, we can do something about it. Mm-hmm. If it's like a big deal, but it doesn't matter at all. And you're okay. And basically your feet are so fucked up looking anyways. Like it's not gonna hurt my health.
You're a fucking disaster,
it's
my
just,
guy.
They're just horrific yeah. looking.
Just let me yeah. know when Chloe starts hiding mail that comes from you.
What do you mean?
What's this from a lawyer? It's nothing. It's nothing. Just take care of your goddamn feet.
Oh, because she's gonna divorce me? Is that is that the joke?
Yeah. I mean,
why don't you cry about it?
That one hurt.
I'm just saying, if you have a fungal foot,
well, it's the first time Adam's been hurt on pod.
I'm just wondering about the pump fest.
One actually hurt, brother.
Wow. Wow. I've actually never thought of that before. That could happen. Fuck.
There's a huge, huge pile of mail in her office.
I'm pissed now. Well,
that one hurt.
She does have that huge pile.
Wait a second.
What is that?
I guess I'm just wondering that this is a huge fungus that you just aren't taking care of?
Yeah.
No, the doctor said, fuck it, bro.
That's correct. The doctor said it doesn't matter. He's like, it won't hurt your health. It's a cosmetic thing. It's totally fine.
It doesn't matter.
Well, it's like, it's a cosmetic thing. And I'm like, well, my feet are already disgusting.
Gnarls, Barkley.
So fuck them.
Okay.
So fuck them.
Oh, sure. So,
but being said, when I look down at them, I look like if my feet were just poking out of a children's bed.
Yeah.
That's the scary, the sc- scariest thing. Like, I kind of feel like when I have, when the, like my son is a little older and he's having little sleepovers with his friends, I might just dangle my feet under a bed.
Wait, but is it fungal?
I don't, it's toe fungus, dude. They're like yellow.
Wait.
This is, all I'm saying is that like when I'm as a swimmer, like sometimes you get athlete's foot because everyone's on their deck barefoot and it, like there's fungus that's there. So if you're just, I don't know, fungus is, fungus spreads.
Yeah, that shit might, that might start going up your shins and then it's at your knees.
It's not. I've had them for years. I've had it for years.
The fungus.
Look at my toes. Next time we're all barefoot together. Hey, when we were on the,
I'm not taking my shoes off around you no more, dude. I don't want that shit.
It's not gonna hop onto you. It's not hopping onto you. It's not hopping onto you.
I don't know.
How often are tippy toes rubbing? For real?
Not often enough.
I can't remember the last time.
And they haven't. You know, I've been in the same bed with
the
Chloe
finale.
for going on 9 years, and her toes, chef's kiss. They're great. Okay. They're great toes. Okay. You know, my toes.
Chloe's got toes.
Like so many thumbs down.
Garbage man's kiss.
Okay. Across the board.
Yeah.
Right.
It's okay. If my toes were a movie, it would have the worst Rotten Tomato score.
It would literally be rotten.
Like worse than Game Over, man. That's pretty funny. Worse than any movie I've been in.
Dude, Game Over Man's Rotten Tomato score is so low. Like there are movies that are terrible that I have been going on and like checking the Rotten Tomato and they're better than ours. It's like,
dude,
what the fuck?
What is it?
Well, I think once, because if you're a film critic.
Camp Nowhere got a higher score than us. What the fuck?
Well, it's a pretty fun movie, but.
It is a great movie.
But it's, if you are a film critic, you absolutely don't want to see my taint.
I think
the second they and then you also maybe don't want to see a man get his face sliced off in a meat slicer.
That part rocks.
That part does rock. Yeah. But we're not film critics because we're not fucking dorks. You know what I mean?
Film critics are such dorks, dude.
Yeah, that is true. I mean, I will say the audience scores way higher.
Yeah.
At 47%.
That's good. That's good on Rotten Tomato.
I mean, I wish that I agreed with almost any of Rotten Tomatoes.
Well, it's a they've been exposed. It's like kind of a shitty thing. They've been exposed because essentially a critic will write a negative review. Mm-hmm. And then they're syndicated in papers across the country.
Right.
And then those negative reviews is counted like 15 times or however many papers he's syndicated in.
Mm.
So it's a fucked up way to do it. And so if you get a few negative reviews, it's like you got 40 negative reviews.
Okay.
If they're syndicated. And a lot of times these guys are.
Yeah. I mean, but also like some of these movies where they get like a 99%, you're like, oh, so like what did like Goodfellas get? A 97 and you have it's just, you're like, what the fuck are we? I don't know. It's just crazy to me.
Oh, yeah, I know. I think I'm okay with knowing that I'm just never going to get, if it's a movie that I'm the lead of. These critics, they're not for it.
They're going to tomato.
And that's fine. That's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm okay with it.
Mm-hmm. I'm looking at the worst ranked blockbusters of all time. Can you guess what leads the list?
And that's a list they've made.
Yes. These are the lowest.
Cool site.
Lowest tomato score. Can you guess what it is?
And this is on RottenTomatoes.com?
Yes.
Lowest blockbuster score. Is it Wild Wild West?
Wiki Wow Wow. I bet Wiki Wow Wow's on there, dude.
It's not.
Oh, because I remember that was a fun one for critics to just shit on real bad.
Destroy.
It's not. It's an Adam Sandler movie. I'll give you that clue.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, it's the one with him as a woman, right?
No, Jack and Jill. That was a fun. Yeah.
Jack and Jill? That's a banger.
That's my dad or whatever?
That's my boy.
By the way, Wild Wild West is number 16 on the list.
Okay, so
that's
up
16%.
There.
So really good pull.
I like where my head's at.
Okay. Was it That's My Boy?
It's not That's My Boy with who was in that? Is that
okay? And that's Sandberg. And by the way, I like all of Sandler's movies, even the ones
I was just gonna say. Okay. We can't keep naming movies that we think are the worst.
Well, I'm thinking what critics would think.
No, critically, yeah, they don't
the
get
worst.
It.
Right. Oh, Zohan.
It's not Zohan. No, it's not Zohan.
Dude, Zohan's a banger.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. It's a brilliant film.
Yeah, you got to rewatch Zohan.
I'm not saying we aren't saying this.
I know. We're just saying.
I know. I think even the critics could appreciate. And by the way, appreciate them.
Mr. Deeds.
No. Mr. Deeds.
No. That's a great.
I know. I'm just.
It has to.
I honestly don't know any other movie.
Sandy Wexler.
No, it's actually kind of. I'm kind of pissed about this, but I've never seen this movie.
All right. Well, just tell us. I don't want to shit on every.
It's Grown Ups 2. Grown Ups 2.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I did not see Grown Ups 2.
Grown Ups 2. Older Now.
Followed by Little Fockers.
Oh, which is Little Fockers.
Crazy.
Did I see that?
And then this is where they lose.
Good.
They lose.
All credibility.
Every fucking credibility flies out the window when
I knew he was looking for
every
the word.
Every credibility.
Every credibility floats out the window.
Dude, you know how you lose you have one credibility and then there's another credibility. Yeah.
All these credibilities have gone away. They're telling me that Crocodile Dundee 2 is 9%. Are you fucking crazy?
Okay.
All right. And we walk away.
This is insane.
You pieces of shit.
Are you fucking crazy?
Hey, fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes.
And
stupid rotten bitches.
You piece of shit. Fuck you, Rotten Tomatoes.
Are you
tomatoes.
Fucking crazy?
Kiss my dick.
I'll give a shout Please out. Kiss I my think, dick. Please kiss I my think dick. It was, I know it was a McBride show. I can't remember if it was Vice Principals or if it was the baseball one.
Eastbound and Down.
But they used the score from Crocodile Dundee 2 that I was obsessed with.
Yes.
For a very long time. And I wanted somebody to like sample it on like a hip hop song. Never happened. And I'm sitting there watching Eastbound and Down and I just hear it fucking kick on. And I was like, no fucking way they just used that.
Kung-Nay!
Dude, Crocodile Dundee 2 is a super impactful movie for me. Like that movie.
Yes. I thought he died.
The end is insane. The switcheroo.
Unbelievable.
Anybody, TII Nation, if you haven't seen the film, you gotta see it. And then go to Rotten Tomato and boost the fucking score.
I like it better than one.
Oh, way better.
Rotten Tomatoes... It's. I mean, they've lost all every credibility.
Oh, this they're out the window. The credibilities are out the window.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Crocodile Dundee 2. That is a fucking banger.
That's
when he's
crazy.
Got the like. Is that the one where he's got the rope and it like he's calling the bat?
Yes, Guano.
That sucks. Go down the top 10 list. I bet there's going to be some bangers here.
Well, the next one was Dr. Seuss, The Cat in the Hat. Dr. Seuss is the cat.
Okay,
in the hat,
that's Mike Myers.
Oh. Okay.
Yes, yeah. Which great makeup.
Hey, I thought it was kind of fun. It was kind of scary.
I never saw it.
Yeah, we might need to check that out. Let's watch it together.
Yeah, we should.
Should we do a pod or you watch it and then we talk about it on the pod?
We all bring our kids and make them watch this bad movie.
Let's do a cat.
Yeah.
Dude, did you hear the ep where they fucking watch it along with Cat in the Hat, dude?
Hey, it's not a bad idea.
I'm sure it's out there.
It's not a bad idea.
It's not.
Hey, keep going. We got 40 more minutes.
Okay. Then we got Couples Retreat.
Yeah.
Starring Vince Vaughn and Jason Bateman.
Well, okay. That wasn't a great movie. I saw it.
It's not great.
I didn't love that movie, but also considered one of the worst movies.
10%.
This is insane. That movie was during an era where, like, I think the batting average for comedies was pretty sky high. It felt like you could go to see a comedy almost every weekend and be like, I think that was the funniest movie of the year. And then you'd see another one in 2 weeks and you'd be like, well, fuck. That was hilarious. Yeah. And I think it was in that era.
What era? What era are you talking about exactly? Because
the aughts, the 2000s.
Yeah, this is 2009.
That's a little late. That's a little late.
2000 late.
Yeah. This was probably the end of the whole era. But I mean, like when it was like
killed the era. That's why they're so mad.
When it was like old school into Anchorman, into early Judd Apatow movies, into what all those other like Seth's movies. Like shit was people were coming on fire.
They were coming on fire.
They were. Credentials were out the window and cum was on fire, baby.
Yeah, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. The Hangover movies were blossoming or sprouting.
Yeah, like Dodgeball was like if Dodgeball came out now, it'd be everyone's favorite movie. Then it was just like kind of like second tier.
Yeah.
Wedding Crashers.
Wedding. I mean, dude, it was people were, as Blake says,
on fire.
Coming on fire.
No, dude, if Dodgeball came out now, It would get a 1% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it would be critically panned. And also, people would be afraid to like it because it wouldn't be cool to like a dodgeball movie. Mm-hmm. But back then, you just watched it. You just watched it.
Yeah.
People were like critics.
Like people weren't critics back then.
I think the Gen Pop would love it right now.
I don't know.
I don't. People don't like think? To. People like to dunk on shit more than they like to uplift stuff nowadays.
That's
and
true.
Are you blaming Michael Jordan for that?
I am.
Chocolate Thunder?
I would like to blame Vince Carter for that.
Yeah.
Vincent Carter.
Okay. LeBron James.
By the way, Anthony Edwards dunk the other night? Oh, Very good. Anthony Edwards.
Oh, I thought you said Anthony Anderson, and I was like, damn, okay.
Yeah, dude. Wow. Did you see
Is there like a celeb?
He dropped the weight, and now he can dunk, dude.
Yeah, it was a really cool episode of Blackish. You gotta see it, dude. He freaking smashes it.
Yeah, I'm more of a mixed dish guy.
I think that shows off the air, but
Okay. Well, look who shows up again, coming in at number 7, Grown Ups 1, unfortunately.
They really hated these Grown Ups movies.
Yeah, I know.
I kind of thought they were... I mean, I don't know if I... truly, I don't know if I saw the Grown Ups movies.
And this is Sandler...
It's Sandler, Spade, Kevin James...
Chris Rock and Kevin James, right?
Yeah.
Like, they gotta be sort of funny. That's what I'm saying.
Sandler movies are... I mean, there is at least a billion jokes in it. Yeah. I mean, the guys are joke machines.
Yeah.
So it cannot be the worst movie ever.
Yeah. And then number 8 and 9 is 50 Shades Darker and 50 Shades Freed. Mm. What is Freed?
You know.
Yeah, I think they made like 3 of them. Was she finally like got out of the basement? Like, this is kind of weird. Yeah.
What the hell is 50 Shades
Freed?
Freed the
She's
nipple.
Like finally escaped.
What the hell?
Durs's basement of terror.
Yeah, we got a chip. Maybe that one.
Dude, people were legit mad. I posted the photo saying that it was you of like that. What was he? German, Norwegian?
It's this.
Yeah.
Norwegian
serial killer, and the guy like tortured.
I don't think it was Norwegian. Austrian.
Austrian.
Yeah.
That's it. That's way.
Norwegians
scarier.
Don't do that.
That's way scarier.
Burn churches.
And Durst looks exactly like him. And people are like, "How dare you post this photo of this guy?" And I'm like, "I'm saying my friend. I'm making fun of my friend.
Right.
I'm not.
Adam's on a roll.
Like-
yeah. I post shit, dude. I don't. I don't think twice.
Also, you were like, that's not him. That's Durs.
I'm like, that is Durs.
That's not the guy, pal.
That's not the guy. That's my friend
Double
Durs.
Down.
He's 18-year-old man.
18 doors. That guy.
Okay.
Okay. So, all right. So we didn't see those movies. I bet they're not great.
Yeah.
I guess Dakota Johnson's kind of on a roll of movies that. Are critically panned because I think the Madame Web came out and people fucking hated it.
Yeah,
they were bummed on that one. But I think she was also bummed on it.
But then her like PR train was like, I mean, I worked with her. She's pretty funny. And I like how she just doesn't let people fuck with her.
I don't know what this movie is.
She reminds me of if Bobby Altoff, that podcaster,
wasn't
an actress,
was a real person.
Yeah.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
Fuck it.
That's I get the similar vibes from them. Just like I'm cool over it.
No, it's less that and more like I think when people bait her, she's just like, I'm not doing it. And they go, you're not gonna. She's like, no.
She's not playing the game, but yet she is
not playing alone.
Like she's the one who made Ellen, and like she's the one who goes on talk shows.
What'd she make
because
Ellen do?
When she's not playing the game, like if you're doing a bit or whatever, it can seem like it's going over her head to someone who's like in comedy, but she's like, oh, I'm just kind of like ditzy, but she's not. She just doesn't think you're funny. You know what I'm saying? And so like Ellen was trying to like fucking do jokes and she was like, huh? And then she was like, oh, you don't get it. And she's like, I get it. You're being mean
I hate
to me.
You.
No, I think her thing, I actually saw this randomly. I know what you're talking about. She said, it was like she invited Ellen to like her birthday party.
You don't get it.
And then she was like, I wasn't invited. She's like, you were and you didn't come.
Yeah, she wasn't playing the game.
You were invited and you did not come.
What is this episode of Ellen? I got to see this.
Yeah, and she's like, aha. And Ellen's trying to like get past it. She's like, Why? Why didn't you come? Well, you had something better to do? And you're like,
it's a good bit. That's a good bit.
And it was like mad awkward, which cool. made for great television. So, yeah.
And
yeah,
then who was the other one? There was another. Was it Fallon or was it Kimmel?
Yeah, but I'm not shitting on Dakota Johnson. I'm like, I also, no one likes my movies either. So,
No.
Yeah, no, this is just the 50 Shades. And would you like to know the number 10 spot, our final?
Yeah.
Oh, there's only 10?
No, let's stop at 9. Good call.
And that's our top 9.
That's our time. Yeah.
What would it be?
There's no way.
That video game one where everything was like a video game.
Oh, yeah. With the dude from Game of Thrones.
Maybe.
I think that was a Sandler movie too, with the Pac-Man and shit.
Yeah.
Pixels.
Is it
Pixels? Pixel. No, it's not that. Good guess, though. It is. I'll give you a hint. It's a CGI. There are CGI characters in the film. This is the number 10
CGI
spot.
CGI characters. Okay, yes. Give us one more clue. Because that's not
CGI or animated?
Is it animated or CGI? And what is the difference?
This can't be Roger Rabbit.
No.
It's not Roger Rabbit. It's CGI. Yeah.
CGI characters.
Oh, okay, give us one more.
Yeah, this is fun for us. And everyone listening.
Yeah.
It's a property. It was a show when we were kids.
It's a property.
Yeah.
What the fuck? Fuck you, Blake.
Inspector Gadget.
Great guess, Durs. Wow, man. You guys are guessing really good guesses.
Well, Durs is guessing.
But Inspector Gadget, I rewatched it. The direction is bonkers. It's crazy. Like, whoever directed that knows how to make a movie. I just don't think they nailed what that was. Anyway,
I would love to. Yeah, I need to watch that. I want to watch.
The shots are crazy.
I want to watch Mr. Magoo as well. I bet that's pretty fucking funny.
Adam, you any
any movies?
Wait, so what is this movie?
Well, I am excited to go back and watch a lot of animated movies with Bo when he's old enough.
Yeah,
in like a year.
Yeah,
when you start watching movies and shit.
3,
dude.
If you're a good parent,
immediately.
3,
immediately.
Oh,
start
man.
Watching them now.
Oh, I gotta wait 3 years. That
Forget
sucks.
The white noise machine. Just play fucking movies.
Well, he watches a lot of The Idol.
right.
The HBO show Idol, I believe. Yeah, he's a big fan of that.
Kung
one. And he also can't stop watching. He doesn't know why.
I think we waited till 3 with our oldest, and now we have a 2-year-old who like we let watch some of what the movies are at the house.
Yeah.
But yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, that seems fair.
What's 2? Number 10, Blazer? Give us one more hint. One more hint. So everyone at home was playing. If you're just screaming into your iPad right now.
Yeah, you're like, God, these guys are fucking dumb as fuck.
We know it's Harry and the Hendersons, dude.
No, it can't be. That's a classic.
Okay, here you go. It's the star of the movie.
Okay.
Is Jason Lee.
Jason. Oh, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Damn it.
Alvin and the Chipmunks. Woo! Chipwrecked. Chipwrecked, guys.
Dude, how could Chipwrecked? How?
Right.
How? Fucking Rotten Tomatoes, matter. You stupid
how?
Fucking
fuck
because idiot.
Rotten Tomatoes.
You fucking idiot.
If you have a slogan that if for a sequel,
mm-hmm.
Chipwrecked.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's already 15%.
And remember their other movie, The Squeakquel?
Yeah.
That's the greatest title in a movie of all
They're
time.
They're the best.
You're already
the best.
That gives you 35% out the gate.
Right.
You're just tacking percentages on beyond
yeah,
that.
That's crazy. And what is the lowest percentage and what is Game Over Man? What is the lowest
I think Game Over Man was 18 or 13.
I think we're 22 or something. Mike would be my guess.
We're 18.
18? Hmm. Pretty low.
Oh shit, I missed the lowest one. Number one was M. Night Shyamalan's The Last Airbender at 5%. 5%.
See, but that's all the airbender people going on Rotten Tomatoes and going hard.
Yeah, that's crazy.
And being like, this sucks.
Being mad about it.
That's crazy. Because the audience score is 30%. But
and it's probably all the dog lovers going on and giving us shit.
Yeah, man. Fuck, dude.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. And that is Durs's fault. I will say, yeah, that is 100%.
I'm going to say this till the day I die. I wrote it. Mm-hmm. But when watched the cut, I said I would take away that frame from the top where it explodes. Mm-hmm. I would cut away from that because you're seeing the dog in the thing and then it just explodes. Yeah. And I was like, I would cut before that so you don't see the dog and then it explodes.
And so it's you are saying it's our it's director fault. Kyle Newichek's fault.
Yeah,
you're putting it on Kyle.
I'm saying I said that out loud, and then he was like, "What?" And he was licking his fingers, eating a baby.
What he said at the time were baby back ribs. Yeah. Little did we know.
Yeah, little did we know. Little
they were the we back know. Of a baby's ribs.
Yeah. Little did we know.
My God.
That was my suggestion.
I'm so fucking hungry.
Yeah,
okay.
I definitely wrote it. Yeah. But yeah.
Yeah, 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 yeah. But that was you really fought hard for that bit. I remember early on we were like, well, we could not do the dog killing. And you were like, the dog is killed in this movie.
I know, but I was like, dude, we can get like 7 of these things. And then you guys told me that they don't actually kill a bunch for the shot. And then I was like, well, then maybe we don't need to do it.
Yeah.
I came up with the best fix like 10 years later or however long it's been. We should have just in the credits had the little dog walking around with the use of a Skintendo suit. So it's still kind of like alive.
Like dancing to a very expensive song.
Yeah, and it's like...
But the blood was... It truly exploded.
Yeah, but it's still... Everybody's right. Like, oh, yeah, the dog's still alive.
Right. Or like pictures with the crew all holding it, like a Farrelly Brothers movie where they're like, the dog's getting licked. We all love the dog.
Yeah.
That actually kills. Build me a buttercup. Yeah, maybe. Next time.
Next time, baby.
Game over.
Fucking Rotten Tomato.
Yeah, I would love to make that movie with you guys. Like a true, let's just do a true 90s wacky farce with each other, okay. You know? Yeah, yeah, like I would love I'd love to do that with you guys.
Let's find that money.
Looking for a new show to dive into? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Don't miss the full season of FX's epic limited series, Shogun. I watch it. I love it, dude. It's set in feudal Japan. Shogun tells the story of one warrior in the fight of his life as a mysterious European ship arrives in Japan. Catch FX's new international spy thriller, The Veil, starring Emmy and Golden Globe winner Elizabeth Moss.
Dude, The Veil is a globe-trotting game of truth and lies between two women with thousands of lives hanging in the balance.
Whoa. Wow, well said.
And crime fans, do not miss the all-new series Under the Bridge, inspired by shocking true events. Yeah, stars Riley Keough and Lily Gladstone. Under the Bridge tells the haunting story of a murder that lays bare a small community's darkest secrets. So, come check out what's new on Hulu this month, huh? It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu, huh?
Dude, friggin' do it, dude.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I mean, dude, the Farrelly Brothers movies got wild, where it was like the conjoined twin movie. I'm like,
oh yeah, Stuck on You.
Yeah.
I bet that has a low rotten.
Dude, I love the Farrelly Brothers movies. I think they're so fucking great.
Of course.
Yeah. They're hilarious.
Dude.
I mean, he's made some of the fact that he did Green Book.
Which one is Green Book?
Mahershala Ali.
And then he made the greatest beer run ever and then went right into Ricky Stenicki.
Wow. What a run.
Hot.
And I haven't seen Ricky Stenicki yet, but I'm like,
Ricky Stenicki, that script has been around for ever. 20 years.
Yeah, I remember back in the day it was going to be a Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey, right?
That's such a crazy story.
I don't understand how good is a script that it sticks around for 20 years but doesn't get made?
Yeah.
Like, who's hanging on to the script?
Someone made it their mission to get that made. Their life mission.
Someone really wanted that movie to be made. Yeah.
Why? Isn't that crazy?
I don't know. It's Hollywood, dude.
I don't know. I have not seen it yet.
It's probably some dark secret.
I'm sure it's pretty funny if it's a fairly if it's a Peter Farrelly movie. He does do a great job.
Toasty. That was it.
Oh, here's the Wrap wrote a thing 2 weeks ago about Peter Farrelly breaks down the 15-year journey to get Ricky's to Nicky made. So
wow.
So it was it in his hands the whole time then? So it was his movie.
I guess so. I'm not
okay. Then that makes sense if it's in one guy's hands.
Yeah, he wrote it. The writer and director tells Wrap. Yeah.
Mm.
Wow. Good okay. for him then.
Yeah.
Good. It finally saw the light of day.
So that's he's the reason that it gets made because yeah. Peter Farrelly has so much juice, baby.
Yeah. Yeah. Passion project.
I love that he just goes from like wacky comedy mm-hmm. to a Academy Award winning movie.
Mm-hmm.
The Green Book. Mm-hmm. Was that what it is? Yeah.
That won an Academy Award?
Yeah,
I believe so. And then he goes and makes Ricky's
to Nicky. He bobs,
he
weaves.
Like a lot of times when people win an Academy Award, they go on that train for a while. They're like, right. I'm a filmmaker. They become Adam McKay and they're like, I'm right. making.
They get pretentious and they wear weird clothes.
Say it.
Yeah. You wear weird clothes.
They get right. eyewear.
And no shots fired against Adam McKay because I'd right. love to be in one of his pretentious movies, but. Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah.
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 Not for me.
I think it'd be kind of tight. I think it'd be kind of tight.
No. Cool. Not anymore.
But he didn't do that, which I think is cool.
Who didn't do that?
Peter Farrelly. He just made the green book
yeah.
and then immediately was like, and then I'm back on my fun comedy shit.
Yeah. He said that actually. To
yeah. He's like, yep. And I'm back.
So tell us about Ricky Stenicki. Well, I'm back on my comedy shit, guys.
I'm on that funny.
Yeah.
Any takebacks, any apologies, any epic slams or giveaways?
Ooh.
Mm. I would like to give away a bunch of t-shirts at the Atlantic City gig
okay.
on April 19th. It's coming up.
I can't wait.
I think we're almost sold out.
Yep.
We have to be at this point.
Yeah.
I have not checked, but
sorry, I didn't finish my sentence. I think we're sold out is a thing they want us to say, so we urge you guys to buy tickets.
Yeah. Get in there before it's too late, baby.
Yeah. But no, I do think it's almost sold out.
Atlantic City is about to be hot, 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 hot.
Burn that fucking city down, man.
And it's
but
not
also
underwater.
Respect the establishment. Also, yeah. Respect the establishment.
Atlantic City, Hard Rock. You know what?
Hard Rock, dude, that's cool.
Dude, the Hard Rock Casino, that's sick.
I bought a Hard Rock shirt in Seattle, and it had a very strange fit to it, so I didn't wear it. It was like super tight on my shoulders and then long as fuck. So Hard Rock, Atlantic City.
Well, maybe that's just how bodies are, like the kids that are buying Hard Rock mm-hmm. t-shirts, maybe they're just long and lean now.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, they don't got that wide swimmer back like you.
Fair enough. That's true.
Can you wear it to the live show, please?
Yeah, maybe I'll take some scissors to it.
Well, without a doubt, we all have to get dope Hard Rock gear.
We talked about spending $1,000 on a jacket. Was it $800 or
$1,000 on a leather?
I said $500.
I think we went. I think we went up to $1,000. I think we did.
Oh no!
I think that's what I said.
We're getting matching Letterman jackets.
You were like, we have to.
Oh, no, no.
Yeah,
no.
What? You were on board before, yeah. Blake. I don't know
maybe
why.
You hadn't had a Zoa that day.
I'm drunk. I was drunk.
We got to get matching.
I'm drunk now.
Hard Rock, Atlantic City, Letterman jackets, and wear them for the show. Why not?
Yeah.
Let's get sexy up there.
I'm down.
I do want a. I want a good Atlantic City dinner on Thursday night.
Oh, let's do it.
I'm still gonna send it.
And by dinner you mean
pizza,
martini
pizza.
Vodka.
Yeah, we're gonna drink our dinner that night.
Lucky a lady up, tonight. I can't wait.
Yeah, maybe. Wait.
I would love to take back the Rotten Tomato score for Crocodile Dundee 2. You are so wrong.
Can you cue up the score for us to go
they're
out on?
Very,
please?
Okay. They're,
I mean, I know it builds wrong. Very slowly, but if you started it now, it'd probably be pretty great. And you could run for 45 seconds. I'll pay for it.
Good.
That's very nice of you, Adam. Good. Thank you.
No. I don't remember the soundtrack. I'm excited to hear it for what feels like the first time.
Yeah, it's gonna be a minute.
I mean, dude, if anyone else knows how to end a podcast like we do, fucking step up to the streets on me.
It doesn't seem like they have Crocodile Dundee 2. They do have Crocodile Dundee 1.
Play, the first one then. We like this, we this like
might
both. Cover.
It might work.
Opening titles.
So do you have any Take Back City apologies, any Epic Slams there, Dersey?
I don't think so. Yeah. Epic Slam, Blake, you're a bitch. I don't know. Yeah. It just seems like
that's not that epic.
Yeah. Yeah, that wasn't that news. Epic at all. That's
just classic. Normal. Yeah. Sorry, classic slam.
So this is the song that you're...
No.
Oh, here we go.
You had to turn it off, man.
Wait, what?
That's buddy. 15.
Dude,
that's
it was just 15. It was just building.
Just play
that's
it. They 15. Don't...
That's we'll, 15, brother.
We'll get a cease and desist. They'll pull it out later.
Rules are rules, brother. Dude, I'm sorry.
Anna, wow. Can we just have what it play it? Follower. And if someone
rules
flags us
rules,
on it,
brother.
We just cut
way,
it later.
Durr said he would pay for it. Let it play, dude.
Okay, hold on. I'll wait.
We can play it and then we can
cut it down in the edit.
Yeah, this okay, is that. This is one. Two has stronger vibes.
I mean, it does, and it kind of gives like a sexy.
It builds, dude. Oh yeah, yeah. And
okay,
the woman who's in that
yeah,
movie.
We can't give more than that.
God damn. That's all right.
I know. I said
that's
white
not
people.
A knife.
Okay, crocodile.
She does not.
Okay, crocodile.
That's not a knife. This
I mean, dude,
knife.
Coming off of that song, I guess this was another episode.
This is important.
See you in Atlantic City, DII Nation.
What's this one?
I don't know. The Walkabout Bounce.
Oh my god.
We got it.
Yeah.
This is him walking around New York City.
Yeah.
Right?
God.
That's not a knife. This
dude,
is a knife.
And then Reginald Bell Johnson says driver and has like the boomerang satellite on the limo.
Yeah. Fuck. Am I crazy? Rotten Tomatoes. Bitch ass Rotten Tomatoes.
Bitch ass Rotten Tomatoes.
Wait, but is that Reginald Bell Johnson?
I do not know.
And that was another episode.
Episode of This Is Important.
This is important.
Hey guys. Huge news. This Is Important is back on the road on Friday, April 19th. That's right, 420 Eve, my fellow stoners. I don't smoke. Adam, Blake, and myself, Anders, are hitting the Hard Rock City Hotel and Casino in Atlantic City to bring TII Nation to another live show. Tickets are available now at Hard Rock Hotel. AtlanticCity.com, or you can go to the link in our bio on our @PodImportant Instagram page. You are so dumb if you don't get your tickets right now because they will sell out. Hot, hot, hot. Yes, points. Come party with us in Atlantic City.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get, but with Visible, what you see is what you get.
Oh, well, switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 a month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com.
Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's a simple truth. No matter who you are, mental health challenges can affect you, and how you manage them can make all the difference. That's why everyone should have access to mental health support that meets them where they are and helps them get through. BetterHelp provides online therapy on your schedule. It's flexible, simple to use, and more affordable than in-person therapy. Connect with a licensed therapist selected just for you. Learn more at BetterHelp.com. That's BetterHelp.com.
The state of Tennessee is one of the few places where the sounds are just as breathtaking as the sights. Whether that's live music at a historic music venue, the crack of an open fire at a campsite in the wilderness, or hearing kids laughing as they explore what's right around the bend, Tennessee just sounds perfect. Start planning your trip at tnvacation.com. Tennessee sounds perfect.